Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed day today. Good morning to all of my people here on the Western Hemisphere, and good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of my international watchers. Thank you guys so much for showing up once again for another episode of the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and I hope you guys are in for a treat. I'm super excited. Yesterday, there is a podcast called Earn Your Leisure. Not sure if you guys know about it. Two really dope individuals have this podcast, and they interviewed y'all, my favorite on favorite, Uncle Steve Harvey. So I watched that twice yesterday. And I wanted to talk about some little points that I learned and things that I learned from him that I thought would be great to share. I did share it on my page. So make sure you guys check out the community page. Make sure you guys are subscribed. You share these videos for anybody who may be interested. Please subscribe. Go ahead and load up the comments with the good morning comments. I did want to say the book giveaway this week is going to be 9 Things Successful People Do. We're going to get into this book after today. So we're going to start this book off here. So this will be the next book giveaway. If you guys want to enter the giveaway, then all you have to do is subscribe to the channel, subscribe, like these videos, follow me on Instagram, which my Instagram is here, and go ahead and enter in the giveaway. For those of you who are following me, I got hacked yesterday, or somebody made a fake page. They didn't hack me. They made a fake page. So if you guys got a DM saying you won a prize, that was not me. I pray that you guys did not fill that out. I would never DM you guys like that. And watch how y'all know how I talk. So I would never DM you and talk like that. So make sure that you guys pay attention. You guys know how to win here on the Morning Motivation. You have to be live. I always announce them on Fridays, and I don't contact the winners. I make sure that you guys are on, and when I see you guys, I'll let you know if you won or not. So I normally don't do that. So please pay attention. So if anybody DM'd you yesterday saying you won something, that was not me. I'm sorry. I pray that nobody fell for that, or nobody thought that was me, because it wasn't. But I'm going to go ahead and do the morning prayer, and then I'm going to go to the comments first, see who's on, and then we're going to do our morning prayer and jump right into it, because I'm super excited to bring you guys these topics and things today. Oh, good morning, you guys. Good morning, Key Amber. Good morning, Bean Meach. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Running with your toddlers. Thank you so much. Shador, let me know how you pronounce your name down below for me, please, because I want to make sure I say and pronounce your beautiful name right. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Lacey. Good morning, Sherelle. Yes, the topic today is dream big. Good morning, Sarah. If this is your first time watching, please let me know where you're watching from. I think it's so fascinating when I get people from all over the world. Good morning, Patrice. Is that how you say it? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you guys for tuning in live. I really, really, really appreciate it. Yeah, so today's topic is dream big. I know yesterday was a little somber because there were things that I just wanted to get off my chest, wanted to make you guys aware of. But now that we know what's going on, now that we have our little emergency plan going on, right, we're going to now focus on what we can control. And that is us dreaming big, making sure that we're putting our best foot forwards to getting exactly what we want. And I learned so much from Uncle Steve Harvey. So if you guys do not know, which he's a global brand by now, so most people should know Steve Harvey, but let's break them down from my childhood, okay? So I remember first seeing Steve Harvey. Oh, wait, I didn't pray. I'm sorry, y'all. Good morning, Nichelle. Good morning, Brittany. I did not pray. Let's pray, and then we're going to get into this topic, okay? Lord, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for waking up all of my beautiful subscribers and my friends, and allowing them to be here today. And for those who are watching, please send them blessings as well later on. Lord, I pray that we have a positive and strong mind. I pray that you shift our mindsets and focus on everything that you have us centered around, everything that you have us here for in your purpose. And please allow us to dream big. Show us what we can, only what you can show us. You know, our visions, our dreams, our desires come from you. Make sure that they're aligned with you, but please show us our biggest and enormous dreams so that we know how to tackle them and go after them. In your dunks, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. That's the thing. We want to dream big, but we want to make sure God is in the midst of it, right? We already talked about that. We got to make sure the why is right and that it is aligned with God's purpose. But the only way you know is if you take action. So we're going to get into it. Good morning. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. So we're going to dream. We're going to talk about some dream big. So let's go back about Steve Harvey. So Steve Harvey was a man who decided one day to be a comedian. He talks about his story all the time, so I won't dive too much into it. But he discovers he wants to be a comedian around 27. He had no idea. He knew about comics, but he had no idea about comedy clubs. So at 27, he decided to quit his job. He took a huge leap of faith and decided to go after his comedy goals after only doing one night of stand-up. Now, in the midst of that, he ends up losing his family because he had two twin girls. He was married at the time. He ends up losing his family and becomes homeless for 2 years. Then in the midst of that, he just becomes greater and greater. He gets on Showtime the Apollo, which is where I was introduced to Steve Harvey back when I was like, y'all, it was so long ago. I had a chipped tooth at that time. Okay. I was like at least 10, 11, 12 years old. And he would come on Showtime the Apollo really late at night. And I just remember him being like a comedian my whole life, or just around my whole life. He was there on TV doing the Steve Harvey Morning Show as a kid. Or not the Steve Harvey Morning Show, excuse me, the Steve Harvey Show. Then they did the Steve Harvey Morning Show, which my grandmother used to listen to from time to time. He just has done so many things. And then you guys know my favorite book. He wrote Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man when I was in college. And that book changed my life. So before I was just a fan, right? He did Kings of Comedy, super huge star here in America. It was really known, especially in the Black community here in America. And as he just got more famous and more notoriety, he really started having purposeful content. He really started speaking to people, especially women. And that's when he wrote Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, which I always recommend. It's in Britney's bookstore. It's one of my top recommended books, especially for women. And especially if you grew up without a father, that book is the icing on the cake. So he wrote that book. He had movie deals. Now he's known for Family Feud, and now he's global. He does Family Feud Africa. He's the number one show in South Africa and Nigeria, I believe. So he is just a megastar. His wife, Marjorie, is a fashionista and overall just beautiful wife. He has kids, his daughter, Lori Harvey. He has, you know, just his resume just goes on and on and on and on. I could talk forever about Uncle Steve. But one thing that I really love about him is he's not a big public person. You don't know a lot about his private life outside that he's married and that he has kids. You might hear about what one of his kids are doing, but you really don't hear about Steve Harvey. Unless he's told you, you really don't hear anything negative about him. That's why I really, really admire this man and just the way he speaks to women and the way he empowers women in such a positive and masculine way. I absolutely love it. Good morning, you guys. Good morning. So I really wanted to just dive deep into this conversation he had with Earn Your Leisure. And so they're a podcast. I always recommend Earn Your Leisure, Wall Street Trapper. I feel like these two people, especially here in America, really give us a lot of gems and insights on ownership, about financial freedom, about NFTs and stock and things like that. They have a show called Market Mondays right here on YouTube. Good morning. So if you guys ever have a moment, check them out. I shared it on my community page. These two young men are dope. They're taking their brand global. They're who I hope to be in a few years. You know, they've taken their podcast and their live stream show or their show and have just, you know, expanded it beyond business and all of that great stuff. So they sat down with Uncle Steve yesterday and they had a long conversation. It was a 2-hour conversation. So I got some gems out of it and I wanted to just share them with you guys because I felt like this was just a great, great, great interview. And Juan says, yes, and a little known fact that Steve Harvey is from Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm from. And he went to Granville High School in Ohio in 1974. Yes, he is from Cleveland. So he is a Cleveland man. He is a brother. Okay. He is a real, real brother, which I absolutely love. And I love Steve. So his number one thing was to have faith. To have faith, but dream big. So when he was a young boy, you know, he wrote down on a paper one time for school that he wanted to be on TV. And his teacher made fun of him. She was like, "You stutter. How can you, you know, you're never going to be on TV." And his story goes that now he sends this lady a TV each Christmas so she can watch him on TV because she doubted him. Always have faith in yourself. I don't care who tells you your dream can't come true. I don't care who tells you, well, how you going to do that? What is it? What you going to do? How you going to do that? He says that he doesn't have room for anybody on his team that thinks like that. So if he comes to his team, even to this day, if he comes to his team and he says, "Hey, I want to make this happen," just like the deal in Africa from an American has never been heard of before. Nobody has ever went to Africa and really did accomplish what he accomplished in such a short period of time. Nobody had that foresight, right? It had never been done before. So his team could have easily told him, like, "We ain't doing that. That's not possible," but he doesn't allow that. So his number one tip was like, have faith. God has brought us out of so many dark days, right? If you are sitting here, and I got this from Uncle Steve, if you are sitting here, you have survived 100% of your bad days. You know, whether they were horrible, whether they were just semi-bad, it doesn't matter. If you are sitting here and you're alive to this day, you have 100% survived every single bad day that has ever been brought to you. So he says, like, that's how you know you have to keep going. That's how you have to keep your faith. Because if God brought you out of every single thing that has happened to you this far, why don't you think that he's going to be there for you? Why don't you think that he's not going to bring you out of anything else that's going on? And I just smile because it's like something that you know, but when you hear that we are all survivors, and no matter how bad the day got, no matter how, just it doesn't matter. We survived it. You know, whether we were alone, whether we had people or we didn't have people, we still survived. And that means if we've survived all of those days, the dark times, the depression, the anxiety, the going without money, the bad relationships or the ending of a relationship, not getting into the school, not passing the exam, we survived all of that, then we have all the energy and all of the amplitude that we need to keep pushing and keep going, keep striving and keep dreaming. And we're so young. He's 65 years old, y'all. He didn't get started until he was 27. And I mean, when he got started, I mean, that was at the beginning of his career, like the very, very beginning. Or I think he was like 27 and he didn't really get notoriety until he got into his 30s. So that just goes to show it's never too late. Like, don't let anybody make you feel, especially yourself, don't ever feel like, well, I'm too old or it's too late. It can never happen. That is not true. Maybe you weren't supposed to get it back in your 20s because you would have messed it up. You know, I think back about my platform now and being able to speak to you now and just thinking to myself, one day I was thinking to myself and I was like, Brittany, why did it take you so long to do this? You know, you've always had the talent. You've always had the passion. Why did it take you so long? And the thought that came to me is I wasn't ready for the responsibility when I was younger. You know, don't think that because your dreams may have been put on pause or you think that things happen to you that it means that it's not supposed to happen. That's not true. It's not true. The only reason I'm sitting here before you guys today is because God was like, "You're ready now." That's what I feel like. You know, he gave me the vision, but he only gave me the vision when I was ready. I started YouTube back in 2014. You know, when I would do something similar to this, but I could never get it to stick. I could never, you know, be in one place every single day to make this happen. And so it eventually kind of faded off a little bit. Like if you go back on my Facebook page, you'll see snippets. I've done this for years, But the reason why I'm able to do it each and every morning for you is I'm in the position to. He waited till I got a house. He waited till I built a studio. He waited until I really put the things in place and the saving. I had to save first because the savings was in an investment and the investment grew. And I took that investment out and invested in myself and purchased the things of the studio. Because it might just be like, oh, that's a little green backdrop. That ain't a, y'all, it took a little coin to get all this together. It takes a little coin to run this. You know what I mean? So God waited until I was in the right position. But I had to do the work now. Now you got to meet God halfway. You can't just expect God. You can't just sit back and be like, oh, you got it. I'm just going to be over here while you handle. He don't work like that. You got to work with him. He's a partner. God is our partner in everything that we do. So he waited till I was in the position. So sometimes God waits until you're in position. Sometimes God waits until your mind is right. Sometimes God waits and he goes, okay, I'm going to give this to you now because you're ready. You know, I've been waiting to give this to you, but I'm giving it to you now because you're ready. So always have faith. Keep working at it. Keep striving for whatever it is you're doing. Keep laying those bricks and having that foundation. Keep growing. Keep building. Keep. Keep. Okay. Keep doing it. Keep going. Have a vision for what success looks like. Success looks like to you. Success is going to look different for each and every person. For some people, success is I got a family. My family's fed. My bills are paid. I'm chilling. I don't need $1 million. I don't need to have a Range Rover. And all. And that is totally fine. I am not, material things ain't going to bring you happiness. No way. So if your purpose is rooted in just making sure your family is straight, dream as big as you want. But I will say, when you shoot for the moon, you'll land in the stars. If you shoot for the tree, you might land on the ground. So I like to dream big. I like to, y'all should see the house that I have. Actually, it's not a house, it's like a compound. The house that I have, or the mansion, I think it's like a mini, I don't know if it's a mansion, I don't know if it's a mini mansion. I'm not sure. I think it's a mansion, maybe. The house that I have on my refrigerator, I've already walked it. I went online. This is what I love to do. Anytime that you guys want to see some real estate, if you see a bomb house like for sale online, go take the tour. They have 3D tours now where you can walk around the house. You can go to all the rooms and kind of like look around. I've already done that in that house. I know where, you know, if everything it goes right in my mind, which I don't know, you know, God could bless me with something different. I already know what I want that house for. I already know where, how I want things. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to need a gardener. I'm going to need a staff to run this house. Like the house that I already have on my, it's not even on my vision board. It's on my refrigerator. And it just reminds me of what I got to keep working towards each and every day. And it's not so much working towards that. I'm working in my purpose, right? Because we want to keep God in the center of it. At least for me, I got to keep God in the center of it. So I'm working for my purpose, but I know if I do what I'm supposed to do and I handle my business, that eventually I can have anything that I want. Right? So we want to make sure that we know what success looks like for us. So what does success look like for you? Not what your mom thinks success is, not what your dad thinks success is, not with your family, not with your significant. What does success look like for you? You have to be very clear about that, especially one of the things that we're going to read about in the 9 things successful people do, which is our newest book. And it's a really easy read. The first step is to get clear. And we're going to get into this book, not today, but we're going to get into the book. But it's to get clear with what you want. What is your truest vision? Who cares if you have no idea how that's going to happen? Who cares if that's like you've known nobody who's ever dreamed that dream? Oprah knew no millionaires, no billionaires when she got started. Nobody came to Oprah and said, hey, Oprah, one day, you little black girl on TV in America, one day you're going to be a billionaire. Nobody told her that. She stuck with her vision. She made sure that her vision was rooted in purpose, and she kept growing each and every year. She didn't worry about competition. She kept her blinders on and was worried about herself, her show, and her impact. I see your guys' comments. Keep loading them up. I love this. Keep loading them up. I see them. I'm going to come to them. And if you want me to read it right now, super chats are always welcome. But know your vision. Know what success looks like to you, right?
Another thing is we have to be grateful every step of the way. One thing Steve says, because we're going to have our bad days, right? We're going to be in the midst of our bad days. And sometimes at that exact point, we're not going to always be our best selves, right? We're not going to always have the energy we need. We're not going to always, you know, we're human beings. We have to give ourselves a little grace. However, in the midst of this, one thing that he said that I love, that I do, that I try to remind myself to do every time, anytime I'm in a funk, anytime I'm in a down thing, it's just like my energy is off. I try to just, one, be grateful. Thank God in the midst of the struggle. Thank God in the midst of whatever you're going through, good, bad, or indifferent. We want to pray. We definitely want to praise him when the stuff is good, because we don't want to forget everything that we prayed for. So don't forget God when everything is going good, right? But we want to praise God in the midst of things not going our way, things not working out. We don't know how. We don't know where the money's coming from. We don't know when the job is going to call us back. We want to thank God in the midst of everything. So the first thing was, we get grateful. You know, thank you, God, for waking me up today. Thank you, God, that I'm not, you know, suffering in any way. Thank you. We just want to thank you for my house. Thank you. Even if you are in the hospital, thank you, God, for this hospital, because this hospital is going to make me well. I know you placed me here for a reason. You know, all of the things, just got to be thankful, even if it's something small, as a TV, as the internet, you know, as thank God for my laptop. Thank God for my loved ones. Thank God. Just go down the list. Thank God for my fingers. You know, because you can't, it's a lot of stuff you can't do without your fingers. You know, thank God for my eyesight. Hello, somebody. Thank God I can see. Thank God I can taste, smell, breathe. That is a blessing. So we have to make sure that we thank God in the midst of that. Thank you, God, for everything you did for me. Because I remember when I was praying for this, you know, I was, when you get a house, the funny thing is things start breaking. We struggle, you know, we strive to be homeowners. And when you get in your home, things stop working. You know, you got to start troubleshooting your old taxes. You got to go do this paperwork. That's why we say new level, new devil. And it's not to be discouraging. But it's like when you pray for something, you know, it comes with a different level of responsibilities. No longer can I just call the front, you know, the office and be like, hey, this went out. I need this. You know, I need that. I need this. I need that. Gone are those days, right? So when you have a house, it takes a different level of responsibility. It takes a different level of action. So I can't be mad when things happen in a house. I can't get mad, excuse me, when I have to go and file the paperwork with the city and go up there 2-3 times. And, you know, my homestead exemption and tax, you know, and escrow and all these terms, right? I can't be mad at that because I prayed for it. We can't see. Sometimes we get stuff. It's like kids, right? When you get a child, a toy, or you do something for a kid and then they just get ungrateful. And you're like, you know, I spent my hard earned money on that little sucker. Whether it be your own children, your niece, your nephews, maybe your cousin, somebody, like, you little ungrateful snot. You know, and we don't want to be like that to God. We don't want to, because imagine somebody always coming to you and they never saying thank you. They're just attitude all the time when they don't get their way, you know, acting like a 2-year-old. That's not fair. You know, and you just be like, I gave you all of that. That's how, like, we are the likeness of God. We have to, for me, I can't speak for how you see God and what God is to you. But for me, I bring him down to a human level, because the Bible tells us we are in the likeness of him. So if we are in the likeness of him, that means we are just like him in my mind, right? We might even physically look like God. I feel like we have the same attributes, mentally, emotionally, spiritual, all that stuff. So if I would get tired of somebody always asking me for stuff and never saying thank you, I would feel some type of way. But because God is God, he gives us grace each and every time. But that does have to get annoying. Like, if we get annoyed, God can't get annoyed. I feel like he gets annoyed. He'd be like, look, I know you pray for this. Hello. You prayed for it. Now, I didn't say it was going to be easy. You prayed for it. So in the midst of us getting what we want, right? In the midst of us praying and God showing up, why would we complain? You know, things are going to break in my, I can't be like, dang. Da-da-da. No, I prayed for, that's what you prayed for. You know, when you and your boo, get in it, your husband, you know, or you going through, you going with your wedding planning and your wedding planning is driving you crazy. You wanted this, sis. So it's not to say that you can't be human and not like certain things. Of course, right? We're human. However, what is your mindset behind it? Are you cursing it now that you have it? Or are you saying, you know what, God? I prayed for this. You don't give me nothing I can't handle. Just give me the strength to get through it. Give me the wisdom to get through it. Give me the know-how to get through it. And let's keep it pushing. We have to have the right mindset. We have to be grateful for the things that we prayed for. We prayed for that man. We prayed for that job. And that's why I tell everybody, like, we control our lives. We are the captains of our ship. So if there is a job that you're at and you don't like it, you applied for it, apply for another one. Get out of that situation, but don't sit there and have a nasty attitude, be all discombobulated, make everybody else's day miserable because you don't want to be at the job you applied for. People don't come and knock on your door and be like, hey, you want a job? I mean, sometimes you'll get those emails. If you sign up to those websites, they won't leave you alone. But and other than that, and you got to be careful with those because sometimes those can be a little sketchy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I have an update on the mugs too. Remind me at the end. I have an update on the mugs. Not these. This is my team right here. I'm an Oakland Raider till I die, even though they went to Vegas. That's another story. But in the midst of everything that we pray for, we can't curse it. So we have to say, you know what, God? Thank you for the blessing. I appreciate it. Just please give me the strength to get through this because, you know, it's a little irritating right now. It's hard. It's hard. When you own your own business, it's hard. When you are striving for whatever you want to do, it's hard. Passing that exam is hard. You know, people don't like to hear things take hard work. It does. Hard work alone won't make you successful. But things are hard, y'all. People think social media influencing is easy. It's not. It's a lot of work. Especially the girls that do it really, really well. There's a lot of work that goes behind that. There's a lot of work that goes with anything you want to do. You know, and people are giving, no, it's not my dad's mug. This is mine. This is mine. This was actually a Christmas present 1 year. People got mad at Kim Kardashian for the snippet that she did when she was like, nobody wants to work these days. You got to get your butt up and work. Now I can understand why people were upset. They didn't want to hear it from her because she's rich, right? She's a wealthy woman. But I do feel like there's some truth in that. Because I remember when I was young, we worked, okay? Like customer service, we worked. I worked after school. I worked in college. I always had a job when I was at the legal age and I did my job well. I showed up with a positive attitude. I had to have good customer service because I got paid commission on top of my hourly. And you wanted your customers to come back. You wanted to give people a good experience. And that's just who I was. I wanted to work at Champs. I was the girl because I worked at a shoe store. Hello in high school. Hello, somebody. And I worked long hours, sometimes over the weekend, all the above. I do feel like no, people don't want to work anymore because they see social media and they think things are easy. They think that you don't have to put hard work into certain things and they wonder why they don't get the results. And I used to be one of those people. I'd be like, oh, she's doing that. That looks so easy. And you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So not only do we have to have gratitude, we have to put in the work. Y'all, Steve kept working. When he said, y'all, listen to this. Y'all need to watch the interview, but since you're here, we're going to talk about it. He said, but let's not dive into that because I do want to say something. I do want to say this, right? Handle your business. So what he said, this is the one part he said. He said, people that are in show business, he said he learned that there's two words, show and business. You have to know your business, no matter what business you're in. Some of you guys are good morning. Some of you guys are getting licenses. Some of you guys are getting into college and school and trades. Some of you guys are starting a family. Everything that we want has a business aspect to it. You know, in a marriage, people say, oh, marriage isn't a business, it's love. No, marriage is a business. You're getting into a partnership with somebody because you're combining bills, you're getting assets together. That's a business. That's not all of relationship is, but it's a business. Anything that you have is a business. Anything that you do, there's always a business aspect to it. So make sure that we're handling our business. You know, tax season is coming up. You know, your personal, even your personal life is a business. You know, you have expenses, you have fixed expenses, you have assets, hopefully. You know, you're getting things in, you guys got stock portfolios. When you do your taxes, you have to run yourself like a business. There's deadlines. And so if we don't handle ourselves as businesses and every aspect to handle our business, we can get in a lot of trouble. You know, people always ask me, well, Brittany, why do you do your taxes? Why did you do your taxes all these years? I did my taxes so I could learn about taxes. Especially, and I'll tell you this, this is my personal advice. Take this with a grain of salt because I'm not a tax expert and I know everybody's level of comprehension is different. But I will say, especially here in America, if you're an American and all you have is a W-2, you need to do your own taxes. It's so easy. It's super easy. All it takes is you putting in your personal information, you looking at that W-2 and you matching the blocks with the numbers, you hitting, you signing it, send off. If you are an American and all you have is one W-2 or maybe even two W-2s, you should be doing your own taxes. If you are a small business owner and you're not making a whole lot of money, you should be doing your own taxes. And the reason why I say this is so you can learn taxes. One thing I do is I know what's deductible. I know what's an asset. I know that certain things in my business, I know how it works and operates because I did it myself. Now, when you get to a certain level, and you get different assets in and you get portfolios, then you may have to bring somebody in to understand it because it gets more complex. But if you just hand your W-2 over to H&R Block or to whomever and you have no idea and you're just waiting for your check, you're getting robbed. I'm telling you this now, they're taking way more money than they're sitting down and doing a 5-minute transaction that you could keep your money and you should be doing yourself. And then on top of not only when you do your taxes yourself, you learn. One thing I love about TurboTax, and that's why I've been using them for years. TurboTax will say, hey, let's check if you have any more deductions. And then they give you a list of things. And that's how I learned business taxes because I did them myself. And when I got the little small business package, it was a little upgrade, which they take out of your refund anyway. So it wasn't coming out of my pocket, right? I mean, you can pay for it, but you don't have to. It could come out of the refund. And so I just opened it and I started seeing deductions about this, you know, deductions about this, your mileage, expenses, all your assets. You guys know that everything that you purchase in your business, say for instance, this laptop, right? If you have your own business, if I put this asset, because this is an asset, I use this to make money. I put the amount that I paid for it on my taxes, boom, that's deducted. There's a percentage of that that's deducted for the year. The next year, it stays on my taxes because I'm using the same system, right? I'm not starting over. And everything that you did the year before, they save for you. So you don't have to worry about going back and being like, oh, what? It's already in there, especially if you use TurboTax. I'm not sponsored. This is just my 2 cents. Take it or leave it, y'all. And I'm not a tax expert. So, you know, do it as you will, but just listen. Every year, because now the price goes down because it's no longer at the price that I purchased it for, right? Because things depreciate over time. Cars depreciate. Your assets may depreciate depending on what it is, but it stays there. So for years, I can get a percentage off of my, or, you know, work through my taxes off of my laptop because it's an asset to me, you know? But I wouldn't have known that had I not done my taxes. If I just gave my taxes away to somebody, just said, here, do it. No, we don't know what they're doing. So peep this, y'all. And this is why, single father, no kids, man, every penny counts. Hello. Thank you, Authenticating Beauty. Y'all's taxes are so easy. Please don't give them off to H&R Block and just these regular folks to do your taxes and not keep your money and not learn taxes yourself. So peep this, right? So Uncle Steve, this is why this interview was so good. So Uncle Steve had an accountant. You know, some people say, I'll just give my stuff to them. They can handle it. Hear this. See why we had an accountant. For 7 years, he was writing checks every quarter, $600,000 checks, couple $1 million checks, paying his taxes, doing the right thing, right? So he thought he was handing it over to his accountant every quarter for 7 years. One day the man dies and the man's assistant calls, his tax accountant dies. The tax accountant's assistant calls Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey picks up the phone. He's like, hello. The lawyer. The lawyer calls Steve. The lawyer says to Steve, hey, got some bad news. He's like, what? He said, you haven't paid your taxes in 7 years. Now, mind you, in this time, Steve was making a lot of money. The man was on TV. Hello. Making a whole lot of money. Millions of dollars. They were like, you didn't pay your taxes in 7 years. He was like, what do you mean? I've been writing the checks. The checks have been clearing. I've been, you know, talking to the guy. And what do you mean I haven't paid my taxes? Y'all, he owed $22 million in back taxes. And they were saying, Mr. Steve Harvey, if you don't get this together, you're going to go to prison. That's why it's important for you to do your own taxes and understand everything in your business. Everything. Don't just think, oh, this person got it. I trust them. No, even in your marriage, he said, I don't care if your wife is doing the bit. You need to know what's going on in every aspect of your business. What did we read, y'all? The Proverbs 31 woman. She knows everything that's going on in her household. You need to know business, ladies and gentlemen, especially, hello. Yes, y'all see Zara. She's trying to get comfortable in my chair while I'm working. Ow, girl. She's like kicking me. We have to know what's going on in our business. And you don't have to have a business to treat yourself like a business. You know, you have a car, you have a home or rent, mortgage, all the above, y'all. We have to handle our business. So don't give, $22 million. So then he put himself on a payment. I don't want to tell the whole story, but he had to put himself on a payment plan of $650,000 a month. And then and that was just the back taxes that he owed, not to include the taxes that he owed currently for the current employment, the current money that was coming in, and then penalties and all top. Y'all, handle your business. If nobody learned anything from that interview, I learned to handle your business. I don't care what business you're in. Okay, make sure y'all are handling your business. Take care of your business. He's telling the whole story. But that's what it was. He had to pay $650,000 a month. But you know what was beautiful about that story? The fact that the man could pay $650,000 a month is, one, a blessing. But two, it just shows you how much money is out there, y'all. Like, we used to be wanting a couple thousand a month, right? $650,000 a month. Could you imagine that? So when we have all of these big dreams and goals, which everybody should strive for, I believe, but always make sure in the midst of that, when God is leveling you up, right? New level, new devil, because he's not going to take you from 0 to 100 real quick. There's normally when you're doing it in God's time, you go up in increments. Make sure you learn what you need to learn at every level. You know, so right now, while you don't have maybe the house, while you don't have a business and assets, all that, learn how to do your taxes. I'm telling you, when I say, y'all going to be like, this is all they were doing all these years with my money? This is what they were doing? Because a lot of times you can get it done for free. But they, you know, the H&R Block people, they're at work. And because you're ignorant and you don't know, well, not all y'all, but some people are ignorant and they don't know. They just hand over you their W-2s and they're just so happy to get a check. They don't know that they just got $500 taken from them. They don't know that they got $200 more taken from them, or that it was done incorrectly. You know, every tax office, y'all, people be out there doing some wild stuff. Know what's going on in your business. Don't just be like, oh, they'll take care of it, or my husband will take care of it, or my wife will take care of it. No, it's those conversations, y'all, are uncomfortable, but they need to be had. You got to do it. Yep. TurboTax been using over 10 years, same. You know, and then as your stuff gets more complicated, then you bring in a CPA, but because you already know, then can't nobody put nothing past you. You can be like, oh, did you get this deduction? Did you get this deduction? It baffles me that people have been in business for years and they don't know small expenses that you can use for your business. When it comes to travel, there's so many things, especially when you're in entertainment. But I had to learn. I learned from somebody that did a conference, and then I started doing my taxes myself. Well, I would think I was already doing my taxes. But they show you everything. So make sure you're handling your business. Another thing that I learned from him is, don't be afraid to do things your way. Don't ever be afraid to do things your way. They came to Steve 1 year Cause Uncle Steve, like from like Edwan said, he's from Cleveland. Steve Harvey's from the hood, y'all. Love me some Uncle Steve. And they wanted to change the way he spoke. They wanted to change the way Steve spoke on television. They said, we think that if you talked with a little, we talked a little more proper, a little bit more bourgeois, that you could reach a bigger audience. And he was like, no, I'm good. And she was like, what? He was like, no, I'm good. And she was like, see, that's what we're talking about. You need to, he was like, but I'm as rich. And I am poor, or I'm rich, which sounds better to you? He says, I don't need your help. So Steve has always been really good at doing things his own way. My dad, too, same way. My father does things his own way. And even though people might not see it, I'm the same way. I think me and my father cut from the same cloth. I think I get that from my dad so much, is when I wanted to go to New York, I did things my own way. It don't be afraid to do things your own way. God gave you the vision. God placed those visions, those dreams, those aspirations in your heart. Nobody else. So when you go tell somebody your vision and they don't get it, or when you're telling people your ideas and they don't get it, it's okay. It ain't for them to get. It's not for them to get, because God gave you that vision. Nobody else. So don't be worried about validation. I used to seek validation so much, y'all. I used to seek validation so much. Y'all are hilarious. Don't seek validation for your dreams for nobody. Now, it's one thing if you want to get insight to make sure you're making the correct business moves. That's a whole different ball game. Remember, dreams and business, show business, dreams and business. So you want to always handle your business, but you. God doesn't just God don't hand out visions, your vision like cards. This ain't cards. He ain't sitting around the table and be like, all right. And maybe it is. Maybe he's giving everybody a different vision. So just like I can see my hand, you can't see my hand. I can't see your hand. So I don't know the cards that God has dealt for you. He's given everybody a different vision. He doesn't give everybody the same vision. So it is like cards. You know, he's given everybody a different vision. So you have to hold your vision to you, hold your hand to yourself, and understand everybody's not going to see it, but do not be fearful of doing things your own way. I didn't know too many people that were doing live morning shows on YouTube. But I was like, okay, I'm going to do it because I know I can. You know, God gave me that vision. But if I were to go ask my other YouTube friends, hey, what do you guys think about this? They'd have been like, ah, Brittany, I don't think that's going to work. And to some people outside looking in, it's not working for me because I'm not getting the same numbers I used to get, right? My views aren't the same, but I know business. My dad always taught me, never look at numbers, look at the percentages. And the back end percentages are telling me I'm doing the right thing. When you guys message me, I know I'm doing the right thing. So to the outside world, may not seem like things are rocking and shaking for you. To the outside world, people may be like, what? And I got your questions. I'm gonna definitely get to them, y'all. I see them. To the outside world, people be like, oh, that person ain't doing X, Y. People have no idea what's going on behind the scenes in your life. So let them think. Let them guess. Let them speculate. Who cares? Because you know your card, you know your vision, you know what God placed in your heart, you know what you're supposed to do for you. So don't let outside noise or what you perceive people may be thinking about you. Remember, that's why we read the book, The Four Agreements, together. We read the book, The Four Agreements, together because I needed y'all to get that foundation back in February and January. That's why we went through No Excuses by Brian Tracy. That's why I read those books with you guys. That's why we read them together and I brought them on the show. So you guys already know these principles. We have no time to be worrying and second guessing it and assuming what people are saying about us. It's not our business. Our business is to handle our business and focus on the dream God gave us. Thank you, Miss Debbie. You know what I mean? So we can't be worried about people be like, oh, her channel is going to. I know the real story, and I know what God is telling me to do. And everybody look at percentages. Don't ever look at numbers. Numbers can lie. They say numbers don't lie. Numbers can tell you. Or it can have the perception of the wrong picture. That's why they say in stocks, don't look at the numbers in stocks. Don't look at the dollar amount. Look at the percentages. You know, that's the key. When you're looking at your portfolio with your stocks, then the dollar amount is great, but you want to look at those percentages. Those percentages are going to tell you when to buy and when to sell. Those percentages are going to tell you when to invest, not the dollar amount. People get stuck on the share or the dollar amount. Ain't the dollar amount, it's the percentage. Does that make sense? So make sure that you're not afraid of doing things your way. Your way is the best way. You can get a little outside counsel. The Bible does tell us, you know, make sure we get a little outside counsel from experts. Don't get advice from people that's not doing what you're doing, or don't get advice from people that have absolutely no idea. It's cool to listen because everybody can have a good idea, right? But if people don't know your industry, if you're a comedian, I'm not going to get joke advice from somebody that's not a comedian personally. Or you can listen to it, but take it with a grain of salt. That's like when I give y'all advice on certain things, I say take it as a grain of salt because I'm not an expert. Because an expert might have better advice. So go seek an expert. So always remember certain things, y'all. And I see I'm about to wrap up and I'm going to jump into the comments, okay? Man, don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Uncle Steve says he has no room on his team for anybody with excuses. We read the book, No Excuses by Brian Tracy. When we have a mind of how it can't work and why it's going to stop us and why we can't do this and what's this and this and this, and we can come up, y'all, I'm a natural pessimist by nature. I hate it. I'm trying to change my mindset behind it. I don't want to be a pessimist. I can see the glass. You're missing some juice in there. You know, I can do that. My brain I should have done a job in, what is it called when you try to, risk management? Risk management, I think I would have made a killing in risk management because I can see every hole, and that could be a super skill because I can see the holes in my business. I can make sure I patch them up, right? But you don't want to be overly pessimistic and overly too realistic because then you start seeing all the ways things can go wrong. And that's when you're trying to do something that you've never seen be done before, or when you're trying to go after your goals and your dreams and you have no idea and you're going off faith and you're in what God has placed in your heart, you got to be positive. You got to be optimistic. You have to look for solutions. You can't sit here and say, well, I can't do this because of this. If you guys have to go to work, I love you. Have a great day. I'm going to stay on, but I'm going to read the comments. Or a home inspector. Or a home inspector. You know, but when we're out there chasing our dreams, we have to be very careful with our mind. That's why we talk about mindset every single day. Even Uncle Steve said everybody successful talks about mindset. Because if I see all the ways that it's not going to happen, I'm never going to get anywhere. We have to quiet that little voice because it could be ourselves sometimes. Sometimes, especially when you don't share your vision, it could be you getting in your own way. It could be you telling yourself why it's not going to work. It could be you why you're telling yourself it's not good enough. So you have to step up. Remember that duality. I talk about the duality of the mind sometimes. Sometimes you got to check your own self and be your own best friend and be like, look, we don't got time for this. You know, that's why I posted that reel on my page. When those negative thoughts, I do not have time for this. I don't have time for you. We don't have time for the negative thoughts because they're not going to get us anywhere. They're not. Are you going to die? No. Are you going to deplete your entire savings and be homeless? No. You're not going to do anything crazy. Trust yourself. You're not going to do anything to put yourself in harm's way or do anything crazy to get you out on the street. You know that. You know better. You're grown. You're an adult. You've been taking care of yourself up to this point. You can handle it. So don't allow, you know, the protective side of yourself, the side that's always had to be, you know, in survival mode for you, the one that had to fight for you. Don't let your bully, you know, your bully has shown up for you, has protected you. Be like, I don't need you right now. You're good. Have a seat. have a seat. You know, when kids squabble in school, when the administration separates them, hey, have a seat, chill out. I got this. We're good. You don't need to speak for me. I'm good. And you step into your boss self. You know, it's okay to have different people up there, and not saying it in a psychotic way, but it's okay to snap into somebody else, an alter ego. It's okay to be like, hey, and give them names. You're like Jenny, the Jenny, or Brandy the boxer. Hey, Brandy the boxer, I don't need you right now. We cool. I'm good. I'm not in survival mode. You chill out until when I'm in a dark alley and somebody comes up with me, then we gonna fight together. But for right now, I got you. I need billionaire B. Billionaire B, come to the table because we got boss moves to make. We got stuff to do. We got stuff to handle. Give them names. You know, transform into the person that you need to be. You know, and people might be like, Brittany, that's crazy. You do it anyway. You do it anyway. You do it when you're at your job. The job you and at home you, that's two different people. The job you ain't gonna talk like this. The job you is gonna have their work voice on. You know, you're gonna code switch for some of you. You know, your job you isn't gonna cuss people out the way you want to in your head because the bully is sitting in the corner waiting to go, waiting to go, you know, but you hush that voice up at work. You snap into and being a different person at work. And then when you go home, you're a different person with your kids, you're a different person with your husband, you're a different person with your dad. My dad, I'm my daddy's girl when I'm with my dad. I'm not this person when I'm with my father. It's not that I'm fake. He knows this. He watches. I think he's on right now. Hey, pops. Hey, dad. Hey, daddy. You know, he knows this side of me. But when I'm around my father, I'm his little girl. I'm his dad. I'm a daddy's girl. You know, when I'm around my friends, they get the little ratchet turnip side of Brittany. You know, the side that y'all don't see. And it's not that I'm being fake. I just know what to do in different situations. And so do you. So why not use that skill that you're already using to your advantage and take control of it and do it the way you want to do it and use it for yourself. You know, take that same code switch and that mentality for your business, for the exam. Maybe you go into exam Ellen. When I'm studying for my exam, I'm exam Ellen, and exam Ellen don't play. She got her pens, she got her notebook, she got her, and we're studying. Exam Ellen studies. So you can tap into different sides of yourself. So don't make excuses. Tap into that person that you need to become to get to where you want to go. Okay. All right. So that's all I got for you. So let's go back down the list for a little bit. So have faith, dream big, get very clear on what success looks like for you, but dream big, shoot for the moon. If you shoot for the moon, you'll land in the stars. If you shoot for the tree, you may land on the ground. So be careful. Don't, you know, it's okay. Dream however you want to dream. However, try to dream big as possible for yourself. Have a vision of what success looks like for you. Success is going to look different for each and every person. So make sure you know what success looks like for you. Always be grateful and show God gratitude, even in the midst of struggle, even in the midst of hardships, even in the midst of being broke, even in the midst of things not going your way, sickness, everything. Always ask, be grateful to God, and also be grateful when you win. Be grateful when you get the promotion. Be grateful when you get the job. Be grateful when the check comes. Don't only pray for them when things are hard. And then when you get on, you done forgot about God. Don't be that person. Don't be that. Always take care of business. Always take care of business. She knows that the show is about to end, y'all. Her body has a clock. Always take care of business. Don't be afraid to do things your way, y'all. Do not be afraid to do things your way, because God gave you the vision. Okay. Don't make excuses. You've survived everything. You can survive anything. Okay. So I'm going, y'all commented it up today. So if you are done for today, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. I'm going to go to the comments if you guys want to stay on and read the comments with me and answer some. I'm going to answer some questions if you guys had questions. But I appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much. Have a great day at work. For those of you who have to go to work, for those who are going to rock with me, we're going to keep rocking. Oh, good morning, Jessica. Thank you. Jessica says, good morning. I'm so glad I watched this now. I appreciate it. And thank you for everybody who tuned in for the first time live. I really appreciate you guys being here. We go live each and every day, 8 a.m. Eastern time. We did a time change here in America. I just found out that the whole world doesn't change together. So it might fluctuate in different time zones. So I apologize. At this point, I'm just like, I thought we was all in this together. I found out this week we weren't. I had no idea. Okay, Shadior. Ooh, I like that. Shadior. Y'all, I'm so bad at pronouncing it. Y'all forgive me. It's completely made up part of my first and part of my middle. Much together. I love that. Shadior. Good morning. Y'all are awesome today. Thank you so much. Edwan says, yes, little known fact. Oh, we already read that one. Anaya says, hey, Anaya, EYL is awesome. They introduced me to so many amazing entrepreneurs from their interviews. Yes, if you guys have not checked out Earn Your Leisure, please do. I've already shared the video on my community page on YouTube, so make sure you guys check that out. Thank you, Sherelle. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Sydney. Yes, Steve is 65 years old. And if Steve has some more getting, so do we. He's 65. How many years ahead of Steve am I? Steve is 65. He is 32 years older. Do you know what I could do? We could do in 32 years? Whew, that's a long time. My favorite moment of Steve Harvey is when he played Steve Hightower on the Steve Harvey Show. Yes, and so I love his interview because he talks about that. He talks about not handling his business back then. He owned 0% of the Steve Harvey Show. 0%. Y'all know the business that you're in, especially if you want to be in show business, especially if you want to be a content creator and an entrepreneur. Learn your business. Thank you, Ladybug T. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you. It's a blessing to have a finished basement. Most people have to rent a studio to record. Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Anybody that wants to be a content creator, you don't need all this space. All you need is a corner. You know how many times, y'all, all I had was a corner. All I had was a room. All I had was my living room. We don't make no excuse. You don't need a whole studio. I just wanted one. I just wanted a dedicated space. But it took years to get here. If y'all go back on my YouTube channel, I stayed in a studio apartment, used my apartment, living room. My most watched video to this day was in my New York City apartment, the How to Budget and Save Money. Was in my studio apartment in New York. I was in my office / bedroom space / dressing space. So, hey, all you need is a corner. All you got to do is just record. So if anybody wants to be a creator out there, don't be like, oh, I don't have a studio like Brit. Y'all don't need it. I didn't always have this laptop. I didn't always have the camera equipment. I didn't always have this lighting. I didn't always have that. Y'all, if I can do it, you could do it. And now the cameras are so great, you don't even need a camera. You got a phone. If you got a phone, that's half the battle right there. You got an iPad, that's half the battle right there. No excuses, y'all. Like the great father, he is, didn't give it to me. I'm not ready, but keep molding me until I'm ready. Okay, and receive my blessings. Yeah, if you're not ready, like Sherelle said, and you want to be ready, pray to God to prepare you. Pray for God to prepare you for what you want and what you're seeking. Don't think that he's not there listening, but he wants you to have a relationship with him. I think that is extremely important. And that's why, even though I'm Christian based, I do not X anybody out of these conversations. I don't care what background you are. I don't care what you believe in, because your walk with God is personal to you. And I just personally believe he just cares about that relationship. However the semantics are and the rules and the regulations, man did a lot of that. God didn't put a lot of the stuff that we put on ourselves, you know? So I think it's just important to have a relationship with him. So no matter what you believe, always put that relationship first. Okay. Thank you. Because sometimes y'all have beautiful names, but sometimes I cannot pronounce it. And that's my fault. Y'all, I'm dyslexic and all the above. Excuse, but it's true. Truly appreciate this message. Thank you. Thank you, Veronica. Cindy says, I do the same with my home. When I take walks, I walk around the neighborhood that I desire to live, and I just soak it up and dream and think about what it takes to get that. Absolutely. Y'all go do something fun on the internet. go walk around those million-dollar homes that are for sale. They have the 3D tour. Why not see what it looks like? Why not find your dream home? And one says, when a door closes, it's usually because God has a different one he wants you to go through. Steve Harvey. Absolutely. 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 I never understood that. I don't see anybody that looks like me do it, miss. I don't know. That's what people feel, you know, and it's okay because some people need to see an example of somebody who looks like them do it in order for them to feel it's possible. Because here in America, Kiki, I'm not sure how old you are, but in Steve's generation, there weren't a whole lot of Black people on TV. He saw Bill Cosby on TV and he was like, I can be on TV too. That's what gave him the notion that he could be on TV. And I've heard that throughout the years, a lot of people looked at other entertainers and said, wow, because they did it, what made me want to do it. So sometimes people need an example for them to know it's possible for them, if that makes any sense. I read Psalms 50 and 14 this morning. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you are in trouble and I will rescue you. Ooh, I love that. Ooh, come on, Patrice. Come on. I love that. That was a good one. Y'all, Psalms 50 and 14. I love that. Write that down. 50 and 14. That's a good one. I'm going to go read that today. Sorry, y'all. I'm gonna write that one down. That might have been a blessing. I need to read. Y'all teach me as much as I teach y'all, okay? We here together. Ms. Debbie says, hallelujah. He will never put more on you than you can bear. Exactly. So when we're in the midst of doing things, we have to just know that he's always there with us. Absolutely. I'm leaving this Friday, headed to school. Hey, congratulations, Ewan. And a lot of y'all have been messaging me. Congratulations on all the new jobs. Congratulations to all your new endeavors, relationships, all of the above. I see y'all. Y'all have been letting me know on the back end that you guys are doing some amazing things. And I'm super, super, super happy for you. Authenticating beauty. I've been doing my own taxes since I was 18. Hello, I have too. Y'all better learn. I'm so proud of y'all. And make sure you guys say congratulations, Edwan. Congratulations for you and your endeavors. I'm 30. I don't know. I don't even know how to do taxes at all. You got to learn. You got to learn, Edwan. You got to learn. I used to do my own taxes until I started to invest in cryptocurrency. It costs so much more on HR and on H&R Block with that. It's annoying. Especially when we're diving into stuff, we have to know the codes though, when you do them yourself, it makes you have to go research. It makes you have to learn about it. And with TurboTax, what I love is they give you little blocks where they tell you everything that you need and where you need to find it. Love that. As a single filer with no kids, no house, every penny counts. That's how I learn more about tax credits. Absolutely. And y'all, especially in America, the tax credits are there to help you. Don't be intimidated by your taxes. I know they seem complicated, but with systems like TurboTax, they walk you step by step. And tax codes and things and deductions are there to help you keep your money more than anything and get money back versus taking your money. Or if you make a lot of money, it can help you save a lot of money. There's a book called Tax Free Wealth that's also in Brittany's bookstore. It's down below in the description box. Click on that, go look for it. That book will also help you learn about taxes. It's called Tax Free Wealth. I think every American should be reading that book. And the reason why I keep saying Americans is I don't know how they do taxes in other countries. I don't know. I don't even know if you're allowed to another. I don't know. Amber, you got to go watch the interview. It's so good. Dominique says Steve has been through so much. He went from nothing to be able to pay that obligation is a true blessing. Exactly. And he's lost everything twice, y'all. The first time he said he lost it in divorce. That's why you have to be careful who you link up with. Prenups are a good thing to have. Even if you don't have, you feel like you don't need one or you're in love. Hey, people change with money, time, everything. People are human beings. Best believe that's something that I'm gonna have when I get married. I love my honey to death, but prenups I feel like are very important because they protect you. It's better, and this is what I'm gonna say about prenups to everybody. It's like God ain't say nothing about that. The fact is that we're human beings. We all are different. Time, one thing, if you learn from history, right? You learn from other people, time and money changes folks. Time and money changes people. Nobody that got married 20 years ago expected to probably be where they were in a courtroom or anything later down the road. You never know where your life is going to end up. It's better to come and compromise when you're happy. And I learned this from a lawyer. It's better to do a prenup and stuff when you're happy and you're on the same page and you're in love versus when you're angry, upset at each other, and people just want to see the other person hurt. Because that's when kids get involved. That's when money's involved. That's when people get dirty. And then the lawyers get involved and the courts get involved. That's when two people who loved each other now despise each other and they go for blood. People change, y'all, when money and time is involved. So protect yourselves. And prenups don't have to be, I'm getting this because I think I'm going to get married. No, we get insurance because we may die or we're going to die, right? But we get insurance on our cars. We get insurance on everything else. It's just marriage insurance. It's making sure that whatever you guys agree that if something does not work out, that this is what we get. You know, I get to keep this, you get this. I get this, you get this. We either split it, whatever the case may be. Steve Harvey said after his divorce, he was left with $1,000. So her lawyer was excellent. You don't know how you're going to be in 20 years. So protect yourself. You get insurance for everything else. There's no marriage insurance. To me, it's marriage insurance. Just my personal opinion. I'm getting one, whether I love them or not. Business and love are two different things. Hello, somebody. And some of y'all can disagree. That's fine. I don't care. Business and love are two different things. I love you, but I'm going to handle my business. Handle your business. Everything is business. This couple found out that their life insurance agent was mishandling their business and they canceled the policy and saved hundreds. The husband died and the wife was able to take care of everything with that money. Got to know our business, y'all. I'm not saying that I don't have life insurance. I'm just saying to make sure you know what people are doing with your business. Like, exactly. Exactly. I don't know none about no PPP loans. Y'all didn't get them. For those who got them and got them were taken care of, great. Good for you. I don't know none about it. I ain't going to talk about it. I don't know none about it. Did you at least break even, though? Oh, what y'all talking? Y'all are talking about something else. Since Steve was homeless for 2 years with his and his family left him once he became famous, I don't know if his family came back. But me, if it was me, we don't know. But and this is the thing too. When you hear these stories about people's divorce or what happens to them, we don't know what the person was feeling, what the person was going through. And just think about it. If I'm married to you, we're damn near in our 30s, I have kids, and you say that you're going to quit your job to go and be on the road and do comedy. And comedy is something I've never seen. As a wife, I'd be concerned too. I'd be pissed because you made a promise to me. You made a promise to our family and you're going to stop your livelihood. So I have to pick up the slack and figure out how I'm going to pay the bills, the mortgage and everything. You didn't even consult me. You just went ahead and quit your... That's why we have to take these celebrity stories with a grain of salt. And sometimes it's best to, like, if you do want to think about it, put yourself in the other person's shoes. If I was his wife and we were barely making it, you know, your job is barely getting by. We got two twin girls that are babies and you quit your job to go chase a dream that you didn't even talk to me about. We didn't even work out how we were going to do this. You just up and, I'd be mad too. I would want a divorce too, for sure. For sure. Because there's such thing as partnerships. So sometimes when you hear these stories, you know, because this did happen to Steve Harvey, I always think about the women. I always put myself in the other person's shoes. So we got to take these stories with a grain of salt. They're good stories from that person's point of view. And that's what he wanted to do. But we don't know, you know, you as a man, you left your responsibilities. But that's just my personal preview. I don't know. I haven't talked to his wife. So we got to take those things with a grain of salt. I only need God's approval. Absolutely. Let's see. Great choice, Brittany. Yes, your engagement looks great. The values right there. Thank you so much. And one says, Brittany, I have a niece and a nephew, both under the age of 27 years old, and they both are self-made entrepreneurs. And I told them about you, and they are subscribed to your channel. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Appreciate the morning motivation. Thank you so much, Cammy. Camilla. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brittany said this topic was great. Midweek motivation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you guys for being here and showing up every single day. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So it's hard for me and my mom. It's hard for me when my mom talks all about money, and it makes me feel like I want to do words here. I seriously need help before it's too late. You got to just get to the money, Edwin. That's what it sounds like. Got to just get to work. Got to just get to work. And when we don't have money, we get to work. It's that easy, y'all. How do you shake the lazy demon when you're trying to achieve your dreams? Ooh, I like this. I hope you're still on. You have to make your dream. You have to look at, this is how I look at my life when I don't want to do something or I want to be lazy. I look at it like God is going to delay my vision. So do I want my vision now or do I want it delayed? I always look at my life as 88 years old because I have a feeling I'm going to die at 88. I don't know. Take that with a grain of salt. I'm not God. But I look at my life like I'm 88 years old. And I look at an 88-year-old version of myself, and I go back in time and I say, how would I feel if I was 88 talking to my 33-year-old self? My 88-year-old self will probably be like, get your butt up, get to work. We got work to do because there's a whole lot of life that's coming your way and you got to prepare. You know, you got to get to it because look at all the great stuff you have. Look at what you've accomplished at 88. Get to work. And then also my purpose kicks me into lazy. Some of y'all show up for me every single day. So my passion comes and my purpose is through God. My passion comes from, if y'all can show up for me, why can't I show up? Why can't I get up on the mornings? Y'all, when my alarm goes off, I don't always feel like getting up. Not that I don't want to come and do this and don't want to come and sit and talk to y'all. I love that. But who wants to wake up early? Who wants to get up early in the morning? And some of y'all I know tune in just to be with me every day. Man, that's commitment. If y'all are that committed to me, I'm definitely got to be committed to y'all. That motivates me. So you have to find something that motivates yourself outside of your laziness. Maybe you haven't found something that you genuinely just want to do with all your might. I found something that I absolutely love. And sometimes we can get discouraged because there's no money behind it. Sometimes with the things that we want to do, there's going to be a season where you don't get any money. And if you know what you love to do if you do it for free. If you could do it for free every day, then you love it. So it's a combination of that. Of making sure you're doing something that you absolutely love, finding purpose and passion in it. And then also looking at your life at an older you. And would you be mad at yourself if you didn't accomplish what you could accomplish while you're young? You have the energy. Because a lot of us, especially our women, we will not be this young and beautiful for the rest of our lives. We're the youngest and most beautiful we'll be right in this moment. So if you don't take advantage of your beauty, my dad told me this. My dad said, your beauty is a gift. Beauty is a gift. Whatever your youth is a gift. Don't squander it. Because one day we're going to be wrinkly, y'all. One day we're going to be wrinkly. We're going to be old. And ain't nobody going to hear my little old self. Maybe they will. Maybe I'll be Oprah. But even Oprah to me is not old. But one day I'm going to be old. And I'm not going to have all the energy. I'm not going to have all the... So why not take advantage of it? And not saying that beauty is everything. But a lot of us are never going to be this young and this beautiful ever again. So get to it while you got it. You feel me? That's how I stay motivated a little bit. And then I just pray. And this is another thing too. Whatever you can't do for yourself, always pray and ask God for. You're such a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a pessimist. My husband is an optimist. I don't know how we work. LOL. Same thing. My honey is an optimist. Like he's like, just do it. I'd be like, well, he'd be like, He'd be like, just do it. So we're the same way. I'm a lot better than I used to be. It made me become a better planner, prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. I try not to prepare for the worst. I see what you mean, but same way. And sometimes, you know what, when we mesh with somebody, sometimes we need that person because they bring a different element to our lives that we need to be successful or we need to get to the next level. I know if it wasn't for my honey, like, there are a lot of things that I wouldn't have learned about myself. And there would be a lot of different perspectives that he's shown me that I was like, oh, dang, I think like that. Wow. So he's a mirror to me and I'm a mirror to him. And when you have somebody that you can mirror and they can tell you about yourself, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing when somebody can see something that you need to work on and give you that seed so that you can become a better person and vice versa. So we need those people. When we're one way, we need those other way people. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day. I'm sure she's gone already. Thank you, guys. Let's see. This topic was really great. Thanks for continuing and getting unstuck. Thank you. Fun fact, not everyone in the U.S. has daylight saving. What? Hawaiian, what? What? How is everybody on the same? I'm so confused. Who came up with this rule? Who came up with the daylight savings rule? Because if everybody is doing their own thing, what is the point? Like, I'm so, y'all, this is how blind America could keep us. Because I had no idea. Yeah, that NYC apartment. So you don't need everything, y'all. Oh, thank you. I remember your budget and savings video. The thumbnail was lit. That's how I found your channel back then. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got to start. I'm working on a team, y'all. There's some things I'm trying to step up. Really? You found me through the fish taco video? Wow. And see, you never know how people find you, you guys. So do the work. Put yourself out there. Yes. Get creative and work with you. Which you already have. A ring light works wonders. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. I had to call off an engagement because he refused to agree to a prenup. Ooh. 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 Jesus. Somebody. Oh, thank you for letting him know. Yeah. So a prenup is just basically regulations in your marriage. So it's a contract that you make. So if you say, Edwan, if you say, hey, if we get married, I love you, that's cool. But if we get divorced, I'm keeping my house, I'm keeping these assets, or you get this, I get this, or we split everything 50-50, or we liquid down all of our assets and split the money. You just make rules and regulations that if the relationship dissolved, what you guys are going to do with all of your assets and all of your money is what a prenup is. And you can make it any way you want to. You can say, hey, we split it 50-50 no matter what. You can say, hey, if you cheat on me, I get everything. You can make the rules every way you want to, but both parties have to agree. And it's good because you both have to bring all of your finances to the table. So you see everything. You see every account. You see every savings. You see every asset that person has, all their debt, so that you are in a clear view of what that person's finances are. Because some people get married and don't know that their significant other's financial standpoint, which is crazy to me, but they do. I know some of you guys have to go. I'm trying to get through the comments, y'all. But I bet when she found out, when she was pissed because, no, she may not have cared. Some women don't care about money, y'all. Some women to be like, whatever. Watch Acrimony. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true, Miss Debbie. Feels good when I get this live. Oh, from Kenya. Oh, I cannot wait to go to Africa, y'all. I cannot wait. I wonder where I'm going to end up. I know I'm going to have some a home and land in Africa. I don't know what country I want to go to yet, but I cannot wait to go to the continent. Cannot wait. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, good. I'm glad you got to see that. Kenya. I'm international, y'all. I love it. Thank you guys so much. What if we want to enter the giveaway? We don't have Instagram. I'm working on a system to make sure that I get you guys together. So don't worry. Just stick around. Keep watching and you'll be able to enter the giveaway. It's just I'm a one-woman show right now, y'all. And I'm trying to get teams and systems in place. So everything is just automatic. So just bear with me. We're only on episode, 52? Which is, go ahead, y'all. We've been 52 episodes deep. India just started DTS while I was in middle school. What's DTS? What is that? Indiana. Oh, daylight savings time. Y'all, my brain. Indiana just started daylight savings time. Really? Y'all, what? I have to go now. Bye. Oh, thank you so much. I need to update that podcast. Phenomenal message today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's time to handle business. Start studying, Veronica. If you're still here, start studying. Yes, I believe that it's something God uses marriage for, to help you see yourself and bring yourself to new levels. I'm so thankful for my honey too. Absolutely. And I'm not even married yet, y'all. I'm excited though. Love the positive vibes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Off topic. Are you going to put your podcast on Spotify? I know. Okay. So this is the thing. I'm trying not to make excuses. I have not been uploading the live streams to the podcast. I need to. I'm behind. I am so behind. But yes, I will. Sorry, Nina. I know some of y'all are here because you're used to listening to it on the podcast. I'm behind. I'm going to get it together. They will be on there. I'm behind. Daylight savings, typing too fast. Gotcha. Great insight today. Thank you so much. Thank you guys. I'm so grateful for you guys being here. For those of you who stayed on 22 extra minutes, I appreciate it. Everybody that had to fall off, I appreciate it. But I pray that you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And I pray that you guys go out there and do amazing things. I will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you guys so much and have a great day. Bye, y'all.